Lady DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. Iraqi troops close in on Mosul. Iraqi forces have pushed deeper into the heart of Mosul in their fight to retake it from Islamic State militants. One Baghdad commander says 65 to 70% of Mosul's old city has been liberated. Correspondent Heather Murdoch is in the old city. VOA spoke with her just a short time ago, and she described what life has been like for those civilians trapped within the city by ISIS.
Islamic State militants are saying to people, we are going to die here, and you're going to die too. Either if you try to run, we will kill you. If you stay, you'll die in an airstrike. So when people run right now, they say they were running because it was their only chance of survival.
The military reports that Iraqi troops have captured Mosul's Al-Farouk neighborhood on the northwestern side of the old city. A woman wailing in Pakistan. She's at a funeral of a loved one today. It was an announcement yesterday over a mosque's loudspeaker that an overturned tanker trailer had sprung a leak, sending scores of villagers racing to the scene to gather spilled fuel. And then the wreck exploded, engulfing people in nearby vehicles. Officials say more than 150 men, women, and children were killed on Sunday, as well as more than 100 people injured in the explosion outside the town of Bahawalpur, and many of them are in critical condition. Mohammed Rafiq is a villager. He says, our whole area is saddened, crying. No one celebrated Eid. We are mourning. Many families have lost their sons. Their bodies have been burnt. They can't be identified. What can we do? We are devastated. Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif cut short a trip abroad and was in Bahawalpur on Monday, where he consoled the families of the victims. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says it will be difficult for Qatar to meet some of the demands that Saudi Arabia and three of its allies are making, but urged that they negotiate an end to the standoff. Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal tells VOA the demands from Egypt, Bahrain, the United Arab Emirates, and Saudi Arabia are not a good idea.
The purpose of the dialogue basically is cool it, take away some of those crazy demands because those demands cannot be met, and let's look at only those demands which are realistic, number one, and on which a give and take or some sort of a rapprochement is possible.
Four of Qatar's neighbors severed diplomatic ties 2 weeks ago. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi says he's confident in the growing convergence between India and the U.S. as he prepares to meet with President Donald Trump at the White House. In an op-ed published in the Wall Street Journal, Modi stated his optimism for economic growth and